Zach Charbonnet remains on the physically unable to perform list as of August 12, with no movement before cutdown so far, per Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times, whose reporting dates the knee surgery to February. Quiet week, and for a rehabbing knee, quiet is neutral. No setback reported, no activation either. The June preview separated two discounts on him. The first was the touchdown math. 12 rushing scores drove his best season. That lean was the heaviest in the range we covered, and history says heavily touchdown-dependent backs give a chunk of it back the next year, regardless of health. The second was the knee itself, torn in the January playoffs, repaired in February, beyond any pattern we trust. The expectation we quoted from the beat was a reserve list start to the season, which costs at least 4 games, with mid-fall the realistic return window. And the thing to watch was the camp designation, because it defines the room. The designation has now effectively spoken. 3 weeks into camp, Charbonnet hasn't practiced, and every day that holds makes the season-opening reserve list more certain. Around his absence, the room churns. Rookie Jadarian Price returned from soreness straight into first-team work. Emmanuel Wilson hurt his leg Tuesday, and George Helani is one of the few healthy backs left, all per Condotta. The June warning deserves restating here. Goal line work made Charbonnet's value, and whoever scores Seattle's short touchdowns in September will be auditioning for the job he left, with a first-round pick at the front of the line. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The reserve list expectation is playing out to the letter, and nothing this week complicated the rehab or improved it. Next week, any change in his practice status before cutdown, which now looks unlikely, and who handles goal line work in the second preseason game, because that's the role his return has to reclaim. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.